of it as your duty to go get us the beer out of the fridge.
Okay.
Ty does that typically. So whatever they have in there, just bring it on out and we'll start drinking it, and hopefully we'll have 12 to 15 beers gone in the next hour and 20
crush
minutes.
Them on our foreheads, yeah, like we always do.
Yeah.
Burra.
So thank you to Lakewood. Always thank you to Lakewood. So yes, the holiday weekend is here, and safe travels to everybody if you're heading out of town. So we like to get you jump-started in the right frame of mind, if you will. So not too terribly long ago, and this is Friday Fun, we do it every Friday at this time, someone sent me a link to, because I often make fun of Christina Aguilera and the over-singing, and someone sent me a link, this was like 2 months ago, and I don't know if we mentioned it on E! News or whatever, and they brought up her her anthem that she did at the Super Bowl. And I think the Packers were playing in this Super Bowl. When
it's been a while, then.
Well, I feel ya.
It's a sports joke.
No, I feel ya. Has Aaron Rodgers lost a Super Bowl?
He has not.
Okay.
He's been very smart to only win the Super Bowl he's been to.
Never been on Hard Knocks.
No.
He's too scared.
He goes to the playoffs too often.
Yeah. So, anyway, they sent me this, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit on this, because that led me down a massive rabbit hole of national anthem failure. And so I've had this kind of ready for the 4th of July, because what says America like people failing in the national anthem?
There you go.
Like, that's the... Do we all not... I mean, like, it's one thing, you know, we talk about the over-national antheming of America and just how often it's sung every day. And one of the reasons why I'm not comfortable when people get out there that aren't like pros that just have to go sing. It's not, they shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. It seems out of the comfort zone.
But then we all cheer and laugh when they screw up. And that's their life, especially now with social media the way it is. You screw up the anthem. Why would anybody do this? Why would anybody go out there to sing these things? Especially with what I'm about to play.
I don't know. Like, is that what they asked for back when you asked them for, like, a luxury suite at the game or something?
Dude, I don't understand it. So, just to let people know where we're headed, Christina Aguilera at the Super Bowl, she's over-singing as she always does, and then she screwed these lyrics up.
Had the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming.
Oh. You know,
and she's stuck in a loop now, and she's just gonna keep doing
right.
To quote Carl Lewis, uh-oh.
Yeah, dude. She can't get out of it. She can't get out of it. So, anyway, that got me. I think a lot of people have, you know, everybody brings up Roseanne and Carl Lewis. The ones I'm getting ready to play, I've never, not only have I never heard them before, I didn't even know they existed. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm hoping you haven't heard these either.
All right.
As far as massive failure goes. So, we'll start with a gal who was singing the national anthem at an amateur hockey event in Chicago between Poland and Hungary, I believe.
Boy, Hungary is a big part of today's
show,
yeah.
Right? So, this gal gets out there and, oh my.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming.
First little mistake. She was right there on the cusp of nailing it, and she went back.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night.
Oh no.
Okay, so
the group sigh of failure.
There are multiple things right there. She, yes, it is pure defeat. And then you hear, as the crowd is already silent, you hear like a ring drop or something. Let's get it back together. I got it. got this.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars at the dawn's early light.
Oh, no.
Off the ice after the second just barrage of screw ups.
She tanked so bad.
Yeah.
She was going to try to bluff all the way through the song there.
Yeah.
With just the la, la, la.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's another hockey game, and this was an NHL game, and they got this gal to sing the national anthem in O Canada, as you will. And I believe they're in Canada.
Yeah.
I didn't get the two teams. So, this is the most ridiculous video of any of them that I saw, because if you've ever been to a hockey game or if you've ever seen this on television, they roll out a little carpet for these people to stand on.
Right.
So you don't, you know, fall or slip on the ice. Girls wearing high heels. So she's standing, sitting there trying to sing the anthem. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine that, and we'll just kind of start from there. Sorry. Just stop.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me regroup and start this thing over, okay? So instead of, she's holding the mic, and instead of starting over, she walks out. She turns around and starts walking up the tunnel because she's so embarrassed. People grab her, the powers that be in the arena, and say, "No, no, 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 you're good. Let's just start over." So she's like, "Oh, okay, okay, okay." So now they turn on her, all right? And now I'm out, all right? This is it. I cannot do this. I'm leaving the arena, and I may just drive off into the ocean.
Yeah.
Once again, they grab her, and they say, "You're not done yet, lady. Let's finish this anthem." And as she walks back out, like, all right, here we go, and she is stepping over that little piece of board.
Oh, no.
To get to the red carpet. She does that successfully, but when she steps foot on the red carpet, it flies out from underneath her like in a cartoon, and she falls right on her ass, and I mean hard. So you'll hear the moment, because guess who doesn't handle this well? The crowd. That is her ass hitting the ice.
She's having a bad day.
So imagine screwing the anthem up twice, trying to leave both times, and then... and they're just crying, laughing the whole time.
Other than that, honey, how was your performance?
It was great. It was really great.
I fell. I tanked the song at least three times. The crowd laughed at me and turned on me.
And I fell. So we move on to horse racing, where do the horses really care that there's an anthem
song?
Like, are they really into the anthem?
They're rather
standing at attention.
Pretty political horses, I've seen.
They are. So they get some. This guy, by the way, of all the people, has definitely the best voice. But man, this poor son of a bitch.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly there, as though rockets were there, and the twilight's last gleaming, and the rocket's red glare were so gallantly there.
At least he rhymed.
The stripes were all there, and the rockets were there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet glaze?
Yet glazed.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Like, everything was there.
I'll give him credit for improv.
Like, the rockets were there.
Is that the first draft by Francis Scott Key?
Yeah.
And they all were right there.
The bombs were there, too, and the rockets were there.
Everything was right there.
That's incredible.
Is that not awesome?
Where was that guy?
It was at a horse race somewhere. I don't know what the track was.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, and that's so sad. And I think that one was televised, too.
At least he didn't fall, but otherwise, that might be the best one yet.
And then there was a, like, right after he was finished, he closed his eyes and just goes...
Perfect.
All right, there are more, but whatever. We don't have time to play it. Happy 4th of July,
hey,
everybody. There's
happy birthday, fun, America.
Fun anthem time. All right, let us come back and discuss next week and what is happening. Yeah.